This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well, thank you. Good to talk to you today.
It is great to talk to you. So, and of course, so much going on in Australia with regard to anti-Semitism. It is just quite unbelievable. And we're going to start with a high-profile Jewish editor-in-chief of a major Australian newspaper slamming his former profession.
Absolutely. So his name is Michael Gawenda, mm-hmm. born in a displaced persons camp, actually, in the years right after the war in Austria. And Michael went on to become editor-in-chief of a newspaper called The Age, mm-hmm. which is the equivalent of the Sydney Morning Herald. In other words, it is Melbourne's major daily newspaper, and obviously there are others as well. But The Age is Melbourne's major prestigious daily newspaper. And Michael, proudly identifying Jew, was editor-in-chief of that some years ago. Now, he has just published a book called My Life as a Jew by Michael Gawenda, G-A-W-E-N-D-A, in case anyone wants to look it up. And in full disclosure, I had the privilege of doing a Q&A with Michael at the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival 2 days ago. And some of the things which Michael has said and he's written about, he says that the ethical foundations of journalism in liberal democracies like Australia have been reduced to rubble. He talks about, quote, the sewers of social media being filled with lies and hate and conspiracy theories, and journalists thinking they have to swim in those sewers. But none of this explains how the increasing number of journalists believe it is not important for the journalism to be fair and accurate and, as far as possible, unbiased. And so he tells it straight, he tells it like it is, and it's pretty disillusioning stuff, I have to say. But he really talks about television. And the other interesting point he makes is that news directors and editors have lost control of their newsrooms, and their journalists are no longer just reporting news, but everything is about activism and pushing causes, etc., and abandoning, as he puts it, ethics in journalism. And that this has been apparent some time, but so much more so post October 7th. Pretty hard-hitting stuff, and if readers can pick up My Life as a Jew in Amazon or wherever, it's a very good read.
It's so fascinating because it really has highlighted, October the 7th has really highlighted the terrible, terrible state of journalism, hasn't it? Because, as you say, it's all agenda. It's almost a, in fact, chatting to on WhatsApp yesterday, a well-known South African personality who's actually been appointed to a government position, and it was reported in one way, and I said, well, well done, I didn't know you joined the DA. And he says, just to be clear, I'm putting it on record, I haven't joined the DA, I'm just chief of staff, whatever. And he writes back to me, I said, oh, okay, not according to the article. And he writes back, yes, sometimes journalists can be terrible people. And I said, I just wonder if it's a combination of laziness and stupidity. And he said, yep, I think it's all of the above plus agenda. And I think that's right. It's a combination of journalists not checking facts, just accepting because they're lazy, and also because it suits a narrative that they're comfortable with. So if Hamas says 1,000 journalists are killed, it's much easier just to repeat that.
And exactly to that last point, laziness and but also plus agenda, because what the other point which Michael makes is the unwillingness, or for whatever reason you attribute to it, to call out anti-Semitism where you see it. And he makes the point about Alice Walker, famous journalist, author. She wrote The Color
Purple.
And then she was interviewed, and she was asked to nominate the books she has next to her bedside. And one of the books she names is a book by a British guy called Icke, David Icke. Now, Icke is a person who has blamed the Jews for both world wars, the Russian Revolution, and in that we're not the Holocaust itself. And here's Alice Walker praising Ick. And yet a journalist in Australia writing about the above doesn't call out the anti-Semitism in that narrative. So is that laziness? Is it an agenda? Pretty disturbing,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah. Speaking about which, a storm brewing over American commentator Candace Owens. Why in Australia?
Yes. So I don't know if the name Candace Owens
yeah,
is
sure. Of course.
So well known there. So now she is planning to come to Australia in November.
Because that's what you're missing.
Yes, it's what we need, exactly. And so it's already attracted significant attention, mainstream media attention. And interestingly, one of our biggest leadership talkback radios on this one channel, one of the highest profile radio shock jocks, let's call them, interviewed her yesterday. And it was this glowing interview and how wonderful she is and she's going to, you know, save the world. And on the same same radio station, another also high-profile shock jock slammed her and said that this is someone who denies the Holocaust, talks about secret Jewish gangs in Hollywood by cult and all of that, and yet this is a person with millions of followers on social media. So now the good news, in quotes, is that the immigration minister has said that I hope, quote unquote, I hope she has a good refunds policy.
Wow.
So she hasn't. Yes. So the tickets are selling for $100 to her presentation here in Sydney. But she does not yet have a visa. And the immigration minister says, as I say, I hope she has a good refunds policy, which suggests that she won't get the visa. And of course, Jewish leadership have pointed out what she really is all about. And hopefully she actually doesn't make it to these shores.
And Senate inquiry into anti-Semitism on university campuses.
So that is something which is bubbling along right away. And so the Executive Council of Australian Jewry has called on the Senate to support a judicial inquiry into campus anti-Semitism. One of our, Julian Lisa, who's a proudly identifying member of the Jewish community, he's in the opposition, member of parliament, he's a former shadow attorney general, and he has put together a submission on anti-Semitism in the campuses. It has been supported by a number of members of the public and, of course, of the Jewish community. And so I don't know what the word is there, something, the bad news of the above is that there is a Greens member of parliament, a Greens senator, who's exceptionally hostile on Israel and on our issues. And the last time I saw, you know, could not bring herself to condemn October 7 or Hamas, etc., has somehow inserted herself into this Senate inquiry into anti-Semitism on campuses, which has prompted Jewish leaders to say, what on earth is that about? What are you doing there? So the issue is gaining momentum. Hopefully there will be a full inquiry. And they're also calling for what we call in this country a royal commission, which means that people can give evidence without necessarily identifying themselves publicly, which many people do not want to do because of the doxing which we have had in this country. So that issue is gaining momentum, and hopefully there will be a full and proper inquiry into what's taking place on our campuses over the last 12 months.
Yeah, let's hope that is the case. It's just about to go 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. That was the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.